You're listening to KNKX. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says it conducted a major operation last week targeting so-called sanctuary cities, including Seattle. The agency, known as ICE, charged more than 30 people in the Northwest with immigration violations. But 88.5's Will James reports the only thing unusual about the operation is the way the agency is presenting it to the public.
ICE's press release has big, bold letters spelling out Operation Safe City. In it, the agency's director calls out sanctuary jurisdictions, which limit their cooperation with immigration agents. He calls these places, quote, a magnet for illegal immigration. ICE says it targeted these areas last week when it arrested 26 people in Washington and 7 in Oregon. But immigrant advocates say those numbers are on par with a normal week for ICE. Matt Adams is legal director of Northwest Immigrant Rights Project.
I mean, every week they bring in over 100 new people to the Tacoma Detention Center. And so if they're trying to argue like they did some big operation against these safe cities or safe areas, it just doesn't add up. I mean, it's just a big press campaign.
The operation left some local governments confused about why they were targeted. In Washington, just one person was arrested in Seattle, which declares itself a sanctuary city. An ICE spokeswoman says other arrests were in cities like Lake Stevens and Cedro Woolley, which have nothing that could be described as a sanctuary city policy on the books. Aaron Berg is Cedro Woolley's city supervisor.
Unlike some of the cities in the state who have publicized, you know, very clear, you know, council resolutions, we just don't have anything like that.
You could argue that all of the Northwest is a sanctuary. That's because sheriffs across the region don't comply with ICE's requests to hold people in jail. But that's because of a federal court decision, and sheriffs are not likely to change that policy anytime soon, regardless of any pressure from ICE. Will James, 88.5 News.